Krishna Prabhupada says, no man, they are trying to go to the nature, just like the propaganda, to nature means to become animals. They live like animals, naked, they have sex life on the street. They say it is freedom. But the rascals do not know. There is no freedom at all. Where is freedom? So long you are under the grip of material nature, janma mrtyu jara vyadhi, where is freedom? By nature does not mean that you have got freedom. There is no freedom. We are all conditioned. Simply, falsely we are thinking of freedom. It requires little brain. Where is freedom? Nobody wants to die. And where is the freedom not to die? Who has got the freedom? Nobody wants to become old. And where is the freedom? Everyone becomes old. But I have probably deserved. Even old man, tries to remain young by cosmetic health, to be good looking. But where is the freedom? By nature he is becoming bad looking. There is no freedom. It is false idea, freedom. Now, nobody wants to die, death is sure. Nobody wants to become old, he is becoming old. Nobody wants to take birth, of course, that is very high stage. Jnani, they want mukti, but that is also not possible. Otherwise, why Krishna says, bhavanam janmanamante, to stop death, to stop birth, is not possible unless one comes to Krishna consciousness. Unless one does not come to the position of loving Krishna. There is no question of freedom. That is nature's law. We have forgotten Krishna. Instead of loving Krishna, we have habituated. We have developed a consciousness to love dog. That's why in your country they say dog is the best friend. So instead of loving God, we have learned to love dog. But nature ways is that you have to forget loving dog, you have to come to the position to love God. There is nature. Therefore there is no freedom. There is no freedom. Just like a citizen becomes criminal, the criminal department, the prison, just to corruption. Unless you become a good citizen, he will have to be punished in this prison house. Similarly, our real position is to love God, to love Krishna. Unless we are on that platform of loving God, then nature will give us trouble. There is no freedom. We should try to understand. There is no question of freedom.
By initiated process, one is elevated to the highest position in this material world. Brahmin position in this material world is the highest position. So this is a training to come to the Brahminical state. Then one has to surpass the Brahminical stage of that is called pure goodness. Brahmin is goodness. But there is chance of being contaminated with passion and ignorance, because it is material world. But when surpasses that Brahminical stage and becomes pure Vaishnava, then Krishna becomes revealed to him. Therefore, Krishna's name is Vasudeva. Pure stage of life is called Vasudeva stage. Just like Vasudeva was father of Krishna. That means, when one is situated in the Vasudeva stage, Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness, Krishna is born. Krishna born means Krishna becomes visible, revealed. So this initiation process is gradually to raise a devotee to that level. There is a list of low-born human beings. Kirat, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pukkasa, Habira, Tumba, Javana, Khasar. So many. So, Indra were born in low-graded family. Still, they can be elevated to the highest position by purificatory process. The example is given by Sanatana Goswami, just like bell metal. If one can mix with it mercury, it becomes gold. Anyone can try. Bell metal. Bell metal means mixture of copper and tin. That makes bell metal. 80% copper, 20% tin. And along with it, if some suitable percentage of mercury is mixed, it becomes immediately gold. This chemical suggestion is there in the Vedic Shastra. So it does not, it is clear that they were quite, I'm going to say, aware of the, all these chemical methods. So, the example is given. As the base metal or bell metal can be transformed into gold by mixture of mercury under certain process. The thakanchana kang jati, kang saraso vidhanata. Rasa, rasa means mercury. Tatha, dikha vidhana. Similarly, any low-born, it doesn't matter what he is. His proper initiation is conducted. Then, tatha dikha vidhana, vijatam jayate ina, he becomes a Brahmin. He becomes a Brahmin. Vijatam, vija means twice born. Any man. In India, there are many residents who think that without being born in a Brahmin family, nobody can become Brahmin. That is not the verdict of Shastra. Here is a verse in the Bhagavad, Kirat Hunam the Pulinda Pukkasa. Arvira Sambha Javanathakavaya Jinnepi Pata. Not only all these mentions, Kirata Huna Andhra, Huna, Huna class is found still on the northern side of Russia and Germany. And I went to Moscow, I have seen there's so much resistance in meat eating. Simply eating meat in Russia also. They do not eat much fruits or vegetables, not available. So these, that any low class means, the more they are addicted to meat eating. It's like animals. They may be very strong. A tiger is also strong, but what is the use of it? Nobody cares for the tiger. Although tiger is very strong, one is afraid of it. But if you become a tiger, well, what is the use of it? So these material civilizations, they are trying to make this body tiger-like strong. But they must know that what is the usefulness of tiger? No use for, at least for human society. They are simply meant for being killed, shooting. So this demonic civilization is simply meant for being shooted by the laws of nature. Therefore you will find revolution, war in the western part of the world. They are being shooted by the laws of nature. They are thinking if we become tiger-like, our life is successful. But they do not know that if you become tiger-like demon, you have just become suitable for being suited. Yes. We do not know this. So, it is not the aim of human life to become a tiger. It is the aim of human life is to become a devotee of Vishnu. Vaishnava, that is perfection. So we are, this movement, we are giving the highest benediction to the human society. They are becoming Vaishnava. There is great necessity of Vaishnava at the present moment because everyone has become Shudra, Kalau Shudra Samava. And because it is everywhere the Shudras are there, how there can be peace? They do not know, they have no brain. How to make this society peaceful and prosperous? And they are Shudras, they have no intelligence. There is necessity of creating Brahmins and Vaishnavas. This movement is meant for that purpose. So be careful. Don't be turned again to Shudra and Mlechas. Go on making progress to become pure Vaishnava. Then your life is successful and you give the best service to the human system. But what can be done? You still have to remain a Vaishnava. And perhaps you know it, the tigers cannot eat daily. Tiger life means almost starvation. In fact, if you have ever seen a real photograph in forest of a tiger, the belly is no food. They cannot get food because they are ferocious. By nature's law, it is not allowed that he takes food every day. No? After 15 days, 1 month, gets a prey and eats the blood. They cannot eat. So the tiger's life is not very comfortable. He has to starve. And if you become Vaishnava, 3 times he gets life. This is practical, you see. See, all these tigers, they're eating in the restaurant. What are you doing? Nonsense. And come here and see what reality. Practical. There's no theoretical. Practical, see. And we have no practically doctor's bill. And all these tigers, they have got to pay half the income to the doctors. and there is so many tablets advertised in your country, especially. For this disease, one tablet. For that disease, one tablet. And dozens of tablets he has straight daily. And at the last night also, sleeping tablet. But our devotees, they get good opportunity, sleeping very nice, without any tablet. Go on. Sentas, they should learn how to conduct this priestly work. You are practically seeing. Gradually you should take charge of everything.
Hey.